to 2 Thessalonians. Tonight we're going to begin a study in this chapter on the man of sin, otherwise known as the Antichrist, the son of perdition, the wicked one. Tonight we're going to deal specifically with the time of the Antichrist revelation. When will he be revealed? So let's read verse 3 and verses 6 through 8. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, that son of perdition, verse 6, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 gives us one of the most detailed and concise descriptions of the Antichrist in all of the Bible, in one place. His revelation, his titles, his career, his deception, and his sure demise are all clearly set forth by the inspired apostle. The Antichrist will be revealed as the most wicked and blasphemous man that the world has ever known or ever will know. For a period of 7 years, he will magnify and exalt himself upon the earth. And his powers of deception will be so great that a great majority of earth's population will follow him, will worship him, will pay homage to him, and he will proclaim himself to be the political, the religious, and economic Messiah that the world has long been looking for. He's going to come along and say, I'm the one that has all the answers. When I was first saved and I was studying this, I used to think, how in the world will anybody believe this guy? The longer I live, it becomes apparent to me that people will believe nearly anything in the day and age in which we live. Things that are completely nonsensical, if people say them long enough, they will believe the lie. I mean, we're living in the midst of this. So it's not hard for me to believe that the Antichrist is going to sway multitudes with his lies. Now, some of this will be a little bit repetitious because I've got to deal with some things we've already dealt with to get the precise timing of the Antichrist revelation. So, the Thessalonian believers, again, were under the false impression that they were in the time period known as the Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord commences with the tribulation period. They were not in that time period. Even though Paul had assured them that all believers would be caught up by Christ and taken to heaven prior to this period of time, he told them plainly in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, through chapter 5 and verse 9. They would not know the wrath of God being poured out upon the earth. They would go to be with the Lord. Now, but these folks, they've been deceived. Now, one of the purposes of this second chapter of 2 Thessalonians was to assure the saints of God that they were not in the day of the Lord. They were not in the tribulation period. And Paul gives us three specific events that will precede the day of the Lord. Namely, we've gone through these, a moral and doctrinal apostasy, the revealing of the Antichrist, the man of sin, and the removal of God's people along with the restraining power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the moral and doctrinal apostasy among professing Christianity started in the first century. And it's continued every century. There has been falling away in degrees since the first century. But it's gradually progressed. It's gradually intensified through the centuries. And Paul clearly states in verse 7, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work." And I believe that's so true. You see, back then, they were dealing with Gnosticism. They were dealing with legalism, work salvation. There were a whole host of people with the spirit of Antichrist. Now, in our present day, it almost appears like, how could this apostasy get any worse? How could it possibly, people go that far away from the faith? And I'm always reminded that question Jesus asked in the Gospels when He said, "When the Son of Man cometh, will He find faith on the earth?" Now, yes, He will, but it's going to be minimal. Not a whole lot of people earnestly contending for the faith once delivered unto the saints in the day and age in which we live. I mean, in the last 20 years, we have witnessed the abandonment of moral and biblical standards, not just in the world at large, but in churches. There's a growing coldness and apathy that has been fostered by a disregard for God's holy word and His holy law. We witnessed a serious departure from the time-honored truths of the Word of God, along with a host of errors that are readily accepted in a lot of churches in our day. This moral and doctrinal apostasy is what is preparing the way for the world's reception of Antichrist. They are going to believe a lie. They're going to love believing a lie. They're going to embrace Him wholeheartedly. And as people become more and more morally loose and doctrinally unsound, they will be more susceptible to the deception of the Antichrist. People sit in your average quote-unquote church. Most people have no understanding what the new birth is, what justification by faith is. I mean, you start talking to people, ask them, what is the gospel? And a lot of people, it makes you feel good. It's good news. Well, there is truth to that. But what is it specifically? And why is it so important? I'm telling you, there are people sitting in churches, mainline denominations, who do not know what the gospel of Jesus Christ is. They're going to be easy pickings for the Antichrist. The revealing of the man of sin will coincide with this growing apostasy. Now, the man of sin, otherwise known in Scripture as the Antichrist, will be revealed to the unbelieving masses of humanity right after the rapture or the catching away of the saints. That will happen at the beginning of Daniel's 70th week, which is commonly referred to as the tribulation period. Now, mind you, I'm what many would call a pre-trib premillennialist. Okay? But there are people who believe that the rapture won't happen until the end of the tribulation. They're post-tribulation people. And they do believe that the Antichrist will be revealed and that believers will be under the domain, the earthly domain of the Antichrist. I don't believe that. But I'm throwing it out there to let you know that there are people that believe that. I don't believe that I'm going to be under the dominion of the Antichrist, the man of sin. I'm not looking for him. I'm looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The restraining power of the Holy Spirit through the indwelling of His people will be removed from the earth in the rapture. Now, notice what I said. His restraining power. There are people that believe that the Holy Spirit's going to be removed from everything. That's nonsensical. He's God. He's omnipresent. Now, it will be, there's going to be a time immediately after the catching away of the saints when there's not going to be one Christian on the earth. Not one. They're going to be removed. The removal of God's people and the restraining power of God's Spirit from off the earth will provide Satan with a window of opportunity to reveal the man of sin to the waiting masses of unbelieving humanity. Now, this time, this revelation of Antichrist is clearly pinpointed in our text. In verses 6 through 8. And now ye know that what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth, and that means to restrain or hinder, until he be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed. You'll notice that Satan's counterfeit, an imitation of the Lord Jesus Christ, will be revealed in His time, just as Jesus Christ was brought into this world in the fullness of time. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. So, Jesus Christ had the time, His time, when He would be revealed as the Word of God, as the Savior of sinners, as the only Messiah, and the Antichrist. He is going to be revealed in His time. Now, this means that there is a precise time for the man of sin to be revealed according to the divine purpose. God has a purpose in this. Now, another way in which to determine the precise timing of the Antichrist revelation to the world is to understand his relationship to the nation of Israel. Now again, premillennialists believe that God has a purpose that really dates all the way back to Genesis regarding his chosen nation, the nation of Israel. God promised them a land and He promised them a spiritual regeneration. And I believe that that is literally going to happen. Now, they're in the land right now, but they're in unbelief. And they're surrounded by heathen and Islam. There's coming a day when that land is going to be filled with the glory of the Lord. When Jesus rules and reigns upon His throne in the city of Jerusalem. Now, even though Jesus Christ came to the Jews and was rejected by them, the Antichrist will come and they're going to receive Him. A majority of them. Unbelieving Gentiles and Jews are going to receive the Antichrist. You ever wonder how the Jewish people in America today, how can they operate politically, socially against their interests? It's simple. They're deceived. They don't know the truth as it is in Jesus. They're not born of God. They're not spiritually discerning the time or the things of God. That's why they're easily deceived. But that'll change. And this truth that they would receive the Antichrist, it was prophesied by Jesus. In John 5:43, He said this, "I am come in My Father's name, and ye receive Me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive." The Antichrist will come on the world scene, and he'll pose as the Messiah of the world. And it's the big lie that the multitudes are going to believe. To bolster his claims as a political, religious, and economic Messiah, he's going to sign a peace pact with Israel, promising peace in the Middle East, a thing that literally has never before been achieved. There hadn't been peace there since Solomon. Really, if you get right down to it, they have been warring and hostility ever since Solomon, the days of Solomon. After that, it's always been a mess. It's always going to be a mess until Jesus comes and sets it right. But He'll sign a peace pact. He'll promise peace. He's going to deceive Israel and the nations of the world with this peace pact. And you know what? The timing of this thing, the world wants that. Everybody. Oh, wouldn't it be great to have peace in the Middle East? Bring the Jews and the Muslims and everybody together and the Catholics. And everything's going to be... We need that. We need it so bad. The world will be clamoring for that. They're clamoring for it now. And somebody's going to come along who's going to be charismatic, who's going to be a silver-tongued devil, who's going to have all the answers. So you know it ain't going to be Joe Biden. I can guarantee you that. It ain't going to be him. So you can rule him out. But this guy, he'll be well-spoken. He will be very intelligent. The world's going to receive him. Daniel 9:27. In the middle of this peace, in the middle of the tribulation, he's going to annul that peace pact, according to Daniel 9:27. And he, Antichrist, the prince that shall come, the man of sin, the son of perdition, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, Jesus also referred to this in Matthew chapter 24 about the abomination of desolation, when that peace pact is going to be broken at the midpoint of the tribulation. So the timing of Antichrist's revelation of the world not only follows the apostasy of the last days and the rapture of the saints, it coincides with the commencement of Daniel's 70th week, the tribulation period, when he will make that peace pact with the nation of Israel. And then the timing of Antichrist's revelation is absolutely essential if one is to understand the significance of his ministry in the study of eschatology. If the man of sin has yet to be revealed, then we may safely assume, now this is a very important point, that the Antichrist is not the revived Roman Empire. It's not a system of religion or belief or anything like that, nor is he the succession of Roman Catholic popes. You see, Protestants for years, because of the apostasy, the falling away, many of them regarded the Pope as the Antichrist. Now, I will state this about the Pope. I believe he has the spirit of Antichrist. He has that spirit up that is anti-Christian. I mean, in a lot of ways. I mean, when you tell people that they're saved by sprinkling babies, and you tell people that their sins are washed away when the priest does that, or that they take that little Jesus cookie, that wafer, and tell people that when he says hocus pocus abracadabra, that in Latin, that turns into the teeth, toenails, body, and blood of Jesus Christ, literally, you know what? Those are all anti-Christian heresies. There's nothing biblical about that at all. The teaching of work salvation, that's the spirit of Antichrist. Now, the popes have manifested the spirit of Antichrist, but they're not the Antichrist. In fact, in this chapter, along with Daniel and 1 John, you find out that this is a literal person. He is revealed as a specific individual in human history, not a religious or a governmental system. Now, I'll guarantee it can't be denied that the Antichrist has had many forerunners who have wrought great wickedness in our world. And every time one rises up, he's the Antichrist. Hitler's the Antichrist. Saddam Hussein's the Antichrist. They say certain men are the Antichrist. He's going to be revealed, but I'm going to be gone. He could be alive right now. He could be preparing right now to deceive the masses. You see, all those forerunners of Antichrist, they only possess the spirit of Antichrist without being the actual person. And a comparison of 1 John 2:18 and 1 John 4:3 makes it clear, where he says, "Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, future tense, an actual time period in which a literal person will be revealed. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come into the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now, already it is in the world, that spirit of Antichrist." It's been here ever since the first century. Now these verses make it clear that the spirit of Antichrist has been in the world since the first century, but his actual revelation as a person and as a world leader has not occurred as of yet. But if the Scriptures mean anything, I think we can safely say that the revelation of the man of sin could not be too far off. I don't set dates, never have, never will, but I think times are getting pretty ripe for the revealing of the man of sin and the deception of the masses of humanity who are being primed right now to believe the lie that he will pose. We'll stop there tonight. We'll get on to the character of the Antichrist next week, God willing. Let's all stand.
Page number 10.